The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when works should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at what at all the splendid deeds done by him. Gospel of the Lord. When the first day of my entering the seminary, the spiritual director always told us to be a saint. You know, to be a saint is far from our idea. We enter a seminary in order to become a priest, not to be a saint. Of course, by that time it sounds very difficult. And until today, is still far from the target. But only way I learned one thing is important: to start again on a daily basis. I cannot say that I've been for 40 years in a seminary and as a priest, so I'm all right. By the time I say I'm okay, that's the time I'm not okay. So it gave me some consolation. When I'm not okay, that's the time of okay, because my trust no more in myself and in God. And this is the way we learn from Jesus. He never scold us, us always giving helping hands. When we say you want to, he listen. I like the phrase from Augustine. He says, the desire itself is a prayer. So we want to be a holy person, the desire, not arrive. The desire itself is a prayer. And Jesus listened to our prayers. So he gives us all the graces we need. And also, important is to start again on a daily basis.